In some places, seagulls are giving people a lot of grief. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Several species of seagulls are common around the docks and piers of marinas and commercial waterfronts, but in many places, people now think these gulls have become too common. Around the Great Lakes, the ring-billed gull is now considered a nuisance. Scott Craven is a wildlife expert at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and he often speaks to groups that are dealing with growing numbers of these birds. Craven says large numbers of gulls give rise to numerous problems. They can be everything from a nuisance to a safety hazard around airports, landfills, and marinas. And when they live on top of buildings, their nests and droppings can jam the air intakes on the rooftops. Craven says ring-billed gulls are highly adaptable, and that's a big reason their numbers are growing. For example, they easily make their homes on the flat, gravelly rooftops of buildings because they're almost identical to the beaches where the bird normally builds its nests. Craven says the way people respond to gulls depends on location.
Some gulls along a lakeshore, that's an expectation. You expect to hear gulls screaming. You want to see a gull sitting on the piling at the lobster pound in Maine, but do you want 5,000 of them on the roof of your kid's school? Probably not.
Craven says problems with gulls crop up coast to coast, but which one is a problem depends on where you live. He says the ring-billed gull is the major nuisance around the Midwest.
In reality, the problem is pretty much restricted to ring-billed gulls, which are undergoing the biggest population explosion, and their behaviors and so forth can be quite different from the other species. So to the people involved in the control, knowing which species you're dealing with is absolutely essential. To the public, seagull's a seagull.
Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.